I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done.
April 29th marks 100 days since US President Donald Trump took office. It was the Midwest which played a key part in Donald Trump's election win. Many voters in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin unexpectedly broke with tradition by voting against the Democrats. Trump appealed to many, especially in the Rust Belt, the industrial heart of the United States, which has been rusting away for some decades now. So how do people in Ohio feel about his leadership so far? Reporter Marijke Arden went to Youngstown to investigate.
DW. Southside Recycling, the big banner on the building reads in black letters on white. And underneath in red, armed security on premises at all times. I'm in Youngstown, Ohio, at a scrapyard. People drive into the garage-like building, and then the workers sort away the scrap pieces they bring in. Aluminium, steel, copper, or old electronics. Kenny Greco is in his 40s. He's the owner. He grew up here in the neighborhood called the South Side, which also serves as the name for his business.
You know, 27 years ago, you could walk these streets any time of day or night. You don't want to do that now. I mean, yes, they're still good people here. There's also some, you know, shooting every night.
With his business, Kenny Greco wants to bring change to the neighborhood from within, he says. The south side of Youngstown has changed over the last decades, as did the whole city.
It was one of the hubs of the steel industry, the Rust Belt, as they say. You know, to give you an example, a lot of the bombs made in the World Wars were manufactured here. The bridges, the beams. We had at one time countless mills along the river up until early 80s, late 70s, and everything just left. There's still a few, but nowhere near where it was. Everywhere else in America and the world had these new efficient mills, and Youngstown had these old clunkers, as you would say. And that was it. It went under. So, and once they went under, you had, you know, 80,000 people out of work.
Kenny Greco is also a musician. He used to dream about becoming a rock star. In Youngstown, people sort of know him. Kenny keeps his guitar in his office. To understand Youngstown better, I should listen to this song, he says. Sitting on a stack of cardboards, he starts playing a song Bruce Springsteen wrote about the town. It's about the crisis of the steel industry, about hardworking people who feel forgotten and abandoned. He lived that song, Kenny says. For decades, Youngstown was a stronghold for the Democrats. But in the last elections, they barely won. Donald Trump gained a lot of ground, and Kenny says that is no surprise.
When you look around the city, it's abandoned, it's deserted, it's falling apart. The roads are falling apart, the bridges are falling apart. No new business, no new schools, no new innovation. And I think finally, the people of this area had it. So basically, the Democrats took this area for granted.
And so many blue-collar workers here voted for change. And Donald Trump. Kenny says he was on the fence for Trump, but couldn't vote for him. Something held him back. Probably, he says, because he has the impression that Trump isn't a good man. So Kenny didn't vote at all. There are many things he doesn't like about the new president, like the tweeting and that he's not acting presidential. But
I'm giving him a fair shot. I think the media is not. I think the media is rigged. They do nothing but tear him down. It's comical.
Kenny Greco says 100 days is too early to judge. However, things aren't going too bad for Trump, Kenny thinks. From what he hears around town and from his customers, Trump's voters are content too.
I would say the people that were on the fence with Trump are now for him. His supporters are now more emboldened. And what has he done? He has pushed, you know, Assad, he took out the airfield. Anyone who isn't for that, I would be worried about. Like, you have to respond to someone who kills innocent children. And the previous administration didn't, and Assad did what he wanted to. You have to push back. In addition, Trump has already started to make these factories liable for shipping jobs over to other countries.
Okay, that means it's been put in.
A couple of miles further south are the headquarters of the Republican Party in Mahoning County, which Youngstown is part of. Trump won Ohio, but couldn't quite win this county yet. Connie Spagnola is sitting in front of a computer in the headquarters, updating the database of new Republican supporters to make sure to reach them with emails. She's in her 60s, a former hairdresser and a former Democrat. The day after Trump announced his bid for the presidency, she started volunteering for him and the Republican Party. His first 100 days in office have been great, Connie tells me.
And it's so exciting. Every morning I wake up and knowing that he's our president just gives me a thrill. I mean, the man is absolutely right on. He doesn't lie. He tells us what it's going to be. If he goes ahead and bombs something, then he did it because he had to. He's just an amazing man. He's very smart. And he doesn't let anybody crap on him. And that's what's amazing.
Connie is for the wall, mainly to keep drugs out of the country, she says. And she's happy Trump hasn't abandoned that plan. Connie says she was sorry to see that Obamacare hasn't been repealed and replaced yet. But she blames the Republicans, not Trump, for that. She's convinced support for him is growing. Here, voters want to switch their party registration even now.
I mean, the people that come in here and just sit and talk about how well he's doing and what he's doing. And we have never seen this before. And I've had 14 calls. That's within the last 4 weeks. I had 14 calls so far about people who want to change. I think that's marvelous because they see what he's doing.
Once a month on the 15th, her group of female volunteers sends a letter or a greeting card to the White House to thank Donald Trump. Also once a month, they organize a pro-Trump protest to show their support. And Connie has a weekly prayer group.
We pray for only Trump, his cabinet, his family, Vice President Pence, his family, and for world peace. Now, after the meeting, some of the girls get together and they pray for their friends or something, you know, somebody that has cancer. I won't stop that. But the main thing that we have for our prayer night is Mr. Trump. And he needs all the prayers he can get. Because the media is kind of a bunch of liars. They never say the truth, they make up stories.
Back over at the scrapyard, Kenny Greco says there are two Americas.
There's America, and then there's California and New York. Really? California and New York are very liberal, very worldview, very wealthy. So in between California and New York, you've got America who works, tries to save for their kids' college, struggles to pay their bills, and lives in what I call real life. So that's where the Democrats have missed, and that's where Trump tapped into it. I'm not saying he's a good man, but he's a very resolute man.
And Youngstown, with its withering steel industry and abandoned buildings, is nothing like New York or California, Kenny says. He expects that Trump's approval rating will go up, not only here in Youngstown, but also in other parts of what he calls the real-life America. Mareike Aden, DW, Youngstown, Ohio.
This report was brought to you by DW.